Yo, sis, what's your thesis about?
Yo, yo, let me break it down for you, bro. Here it goes. By the way, I never rap prose. I'm just a grad ho making a jam from a main man, Jorge Cham. I'm looking at the Muslims of 16th century Spain, right before they were expelled, not allowed to remain. I seek to understand the presence in the land, how against inquisitorial hands, some still saw the religion as grand. Covertly practicing their faith in a clandestine way, hiding Arabic manuscripts under floors and in walls. Children learning religious scriptures instead of playing with dolls. But my thesis is more concerned with the literary world. Now before you fall asleep, my little peeps, in this time, Arabic was a crime. So they wrote apocalyptic legends meant to console in their own language called Ashaniado. And they translated treaties, talked about eschatological vindication, sometimes fearing future elimination, others opting for assimilation, like my good old mate, Francisco Nunez Mule. He wrote a memorandum in 1567. He diplomatically tried to reason with the state and tried to justify the Morisco's way of life. Finally, I look at when rather than tell legends, I find solace in eschatology, and instead of writing diplomatic pleas, some Moriscos might have chosen to cause quite a stir with a lead book of fur. So it all comes down to this. I'm looking at resistance in the realm of Morisco lit that was considered not legit by the Spanish government. And bro, don't think I seek to find weapons of the weak or write about how they didn't turn the other cheek, to probe a historical tale of how they didn't fail, of their fight tooth and nail, or how they carved a spot even in a melting pot. No, bro. This isn't the history of a minority's victory over the state, and my thesis isn't meant to create nostalgia for a golden age. Nah, it aims to complicate. 'Cause fool, that's the nature of grad school.